Amen. Well, stand up and greet somebody. Tell them you're glad to see them this evening. Or stay seated, however you want to do it. Evening. Good to see you. Good to see you. Sell them to you. All right, I just said say hi. Let's go. Set it down, set it down, set it down. Yeah, I mean, y'all do know what they say, the three best ways to pass information, telegraph, telephone, tell a woman. Everybody, no, nobody? All right, never mind. Only I thought that was funny. All right.
I think it's
thank you.
I got a letter last time I said that up there, so.
Oh, it's all right. I like reading letters. Amen. Amen. All right, well, I think we're going to finish up or go over some of the stuff we went over Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
So you can turn over to Job 42, about verse 5. Job 42. Hello? It's on. Well, I think it's because all of y'all are talking. I didn't want to say it out loud, but you know. I'm just playing. Yeah, I told y'all to say hi. Not have a conversation about how your week was. Amen. I think we're doing good. Turn over to Job 42, verse 5. We'll pull it up in the message, please. Job 42, verse 5. I'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to gather around your word, to feed our faith with like believers. And we come with an attitude of we don't know anything, so show us everything. I thank you, Father God, we come with an open heart, a receptive mind, and a receptive heart, and we receive it by faith right now in the name of Jesus, everything that you would have for us this evening. And I thank you, Father God, that things will be coming out of me for this congregation and also for myself that I didn't plan on saying, Father. And I thank you for your help. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, the standby, the helper, the advocate, the strengthener. But I thank you, Father God, the helper, bringing light, illumination, and revelation to us from your word. And I thank you, Father God, that we will be doers of the word, not hearers only. And I thank you for everything that we received tonight in advance, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Job 42, verse 5. Go down another one, please. Oh, is that? Yeah, you're right. Sorry, you're good. Right there, it says, I admit, I once lived by what?
Rumors.
Now I have it all firsthand, right?
Amen.
But I admit, I lived by what? Rumors of you, right? Rumors, I told y'all one of the definitions I found was a statement or report current without known authority for its truth, right? So you're just going off of what everybody else is saying. You don't have any facts or anything about it. You're just kind of saying what everybody else says. And how many of us besides me got caught with your foot in your mouth because you're repeating something you heard and then come to find out none of it was true? And so now we look like an absolute fool because we thought it was so. So the best way to do that, I found that if somebody tells me something about somebody or anything, I just go right to the source. Because I'm not going to run around off of theories or what other people think. I'm not. Amen. Because that's how you get in trouble. Amen. So if somebody says something about somebody, first off, I would just tell them, well, you know, let's call them. And that'll shut them down first off. But if not, you know, just Just bring that person in. And I learned that from Brother Hagin. He said he'd hear stuff about ministers and all this stuff. He said I would never listen to him. He said, but whenever I'd get to the ministers or if I'd ever see them, I'd ask them about it. Hey, what about this? And then they'd tell me the truth. That way I have it firsthand and I don't just have somebody else's opinion wrapped up in it, right? Amen. So just rumors are just something that other people's heard. It's not even facts. Hence the word rumors, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Right? Amen. Because, I mean, even as Job's wife was telling him, why don't you just curse God and die? Right? Right? They just assume God's just killing you, man. And even his friends were like, just give it up. Give up the ghost, man. Leave. Why are you just sitting there dealing with all this stuff? Right? They didn't know firsthand who God was. Amen. So don't just live off of what other people say, right? Especially when it comes to the Word of God. Well, healing's not for us, says who?
Amen.
Well, you know, this one minister I heard, time out. Is it what God said or what man said?
Amen. Amen.
And if a man said it, we need scripture and verse. That way we can go read it.
Yes.
And then a lot of times somebody will try to take a sentence out of it and make it say what they want it to say, you know. And if we did that, you know, over in that one scripture, it says that what's his name went and hung himself. Go thy way and do likewise. See, we can make the Bible say anything we want it to say. Right? So you always got to read the before the scripture and after the scripture. Kind of reference what they're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So it's always good to get into the Word. Amen. And learn from the Word, right? So don't live off of rumors, right?
Amen.
Amen. Should have heard a better amen. Amen. Don't live off of rumors. Amen. Amen. Don't live off what people think the Word says. Or what they assume the Word says, but go off what the Word says.
Yeah.
Best way to live life. Amen. Yeah. Go over to Hebrews 11:1, please. Hebrews 11:1. I'm just kind of recapping a couple of scriptures. Pull it up in the Amplified Classic. That's good. I'm going to read it to y'all out of the Moffat. And I'll read it to you out of the... Oh, I ain't got my thing on. Thank you. I forgot. I even had it in my pocket. I apologize. She's back in the booth. Don't do it. Amen. Hebrews 11:1 in the Moffat, it says, now faith means that we are confident. Say confident.
Confident.
Of what we hope for, convinced. Convinced.
Amen.
Amen. Convinced of what we do not see.
Yes.
Amen. Convinced. Amen. I love that word. Because whenever you're convinced, no matter what, you know it's so.
Yes.
No matter what the circumstance, what is trying to pop up at that moment, it doesn't matter because you're convinced.
Amen.
Right?
Yes. Amen.
The Amplified Classic right here, it says, now faith is the assurance. Say assurance.
Assurance.
The confirmation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The confirmation. A lot of times people, whenever they pray, you know, they pray, well, God showed me a sign so that I know it comes true. Well, faith is that sign.
Yes, sir.
Faith is that sign right there. It tells you it's the confirmation.
Yes.
Faith is the confirmation.
Yes, sir.
It's confirming what you're believing God for.
Yes.
So the best way to find out if I'm in faith or not is if I haven't received it, or if I'm talking against it, or whenever we speak the command of faith, we put our faith on it, right? Whenever we,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
So if I'm speaking against it, like I'm believing God for healing or money, and the next day or next 10 minutes, I'm like, oh, I'm just so sick. Well, my faith ain't doing nothing for me now, because now I'm in unbelief because I believe I'm sick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you have to deny it.
Right. Amen.
Come on.
Right.
Amen.
Right? You can deny the right for sickness to be in your body. Yes, you can that. I'm not saying deny you're sick. I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I'm not sick. But yet you have symptoms. Just command the sickness to leave your body in the name of Jesus. And it has to. It has to, according to the Word of God. Amen. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the what?
Proof.
Of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as what is
real fact.
What is not revealed to the senses, right?
Yes.
Amen.
And so Holy Ghost just kind of popped this in my head today while I was getting dressed. And so I had called Pastor Chelsea, and she topped it up for me real fast. She did a great job. But she found it like an old title, right? And I had to write title deed at the top, right? And then I wrote the definitions of a title deed all around it. And so I'll read them to you. It says a title deed, and then one definition, a deed or document containing or constituting evidence of ownership.
Amen.
All right. Title is the legal way of saying you own a right to something.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. And then this document proves legal ownership. That's the definitions of a title deed, right? And so then if you would want one, you can have one. But then I had to make a blank line right here. That way you can write down whatever you're believing God for.
Amen.
And that's your title deed. And then you write your name and date it, right?
Amen.
So if you want one, you're more than welcome to have one. But that's just referencing that once you put your faith on it, that's your title deed, right?
Amen.
That's your evidence. That's all you need. Amen. So we'll try to get a little further. We'll see. Amen. Romans 4:21, please. It's ownership.
Yep.
Faith is ownership.
Amen.
Faith is ownership. Hallelujah. Romans 4:21, out of the Weymouth. You can pull it up in the Passion. Sorry, I didn't tell you that. Actually, go to start at verse 17. I'm going to read Romans 4:21 out of the Weymouth. I think I say it right. And being absolutely certain that whatever promise he is bound by, he is able also to make it good.
Yes.
Amen. And being absolutely certain that whatever promise he is bound by, he is able also to make good. Amen.
Amen.
And then you can just write this down, Jeremiah 1:12. Actually, I'm gonna turn to it real fast. Out of the Moffitts again. Jeremiah 1:12. Not Jeremiah was a bullfrog. So Jeremiah 1:12, the Eternal said to me, you have seen right. I am wakeful. I am wakeful over my word to carry it out. Hallelujah. I am wakeful over my word to carry it out. Why is he wakeful over his word to carry it out? And why did he give us his word? It's a good question. Right? I think it's a manuscript for how we should sound.
Amen.
Because if he's watching over his word to make it good, to make it come to pass, and I'm continually speaking, by his stripes I am healed.
Yes.
1 Peter 2:24.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mark 11:23-24, if I believe, I'll receive it. Right?
Amen.
Whatsoever things I desire when I pray, believe I receive them, I shall have them. Right? So if I'm constantly speaking the word, is he constantly watching over his what?
Word.
Amen.
Amen.
He made us in his likeness and image, correct?
Yes.
How was the earth and everything created? Faith words.
Yes. Amen.
And what we speak is our faith speaking. What we say is our faith speaking. So if it's good or bad, what we say is our faith speaking. If I'm constantly saying, well, I have this. Well, you have ownership now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It belongs to you until you want to let go of it.
Amen.
As soon as I say, I have this sickness, I have that sickness, that's ownership.
Amen.
I'm letting everybody know that this belongs to me and it's mine. And until I deny its right to stay, until I deny its right to stay, it'll be there.
Right.
Amen. And then people get confused talking about, well, see, it must not be God's will. No, it's absolutely God's will for you to get healed. Or he wouldn't have wrote it down in the scripture. Number one, not only that, but Jesus went to the cross. And for me to say it's not God's will, but yet he got beat with a rod and then nailed to the cross. And then for me to say it's not his will for me to be healed, that's a slap to his face for everything that he went through for me. Because he bore our sicknesses, right?
Yes,
and what he bore, do we have to bear?
Yes.
Absolutely not. And to think that we could take Jesus' spot and to bear it.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 4:17 in the Passion. That's what the scripture means when it says that I have made you the father of what?
Many nations.
He is our example and father. For in God's presence, he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that what?
Don't even exist yet.
And he did, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't he? Not only in his life, but also how was the world created? Amen. Next, please. Against all odds.
Amen.
Everything was stacked up against him. Everything. I mean, you're old. Yeah, I mean, look at you. You beat up, bro. Yeah, everything was stacked against him.
Amen.
When it looked what?
Hopeless.
How many times have we looked at something and it seemed hopeless?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And see, God always gives us a way out.
Yes, amen.
But if I'm not in his word, then I'm confused on how I got here and how to get out. And so I start looking out here in the natural, seeing what man can do to help me. I should have heard a way better amen than that. See, we're so natural minded.
Yes,
that's kind of what hindered us for so long.
Yes,
because we're so natural minded. Well, what can I do to get this? Well, what can I do to get that? Well, how can they help me? Well, how can they help me? Well, why don't I go to the Word of God, my Creator, my Father?
Yes.
If I'm a son and an heir, then everything that he has belongs to me.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's wrong to go to man to help you sometimes. You understand that?
Yes.
Amen. I'm not saying that. But we need to be led.
Yes. Amen.
We need to be led. Amen. We need to find out, what do I need to do now?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Abraham believed the promise against all odds when it looked hopeless. Abraham believed the promise and what?
Expected God to fulfill it.
Expected man to fulfill it?
No, God.
Amen. We might not get through all of this. Amen. I can already tell. Believed the promise and expected his wife to get him out.
No.
And expected his neighbor to help him.
No.
Expected his job, because now that's his livelihood and that's what pays his bills.
No.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Believed the promise and expected God, say God,
God.
To fulfill it.
Yes.
He took God, how?
At his word.
At what word?
His word.
Do we have God's word?
Yes.
Amen.
See, so much of God's word, if he would have told him, if God would have told Abraham, because his name was Abram at the beginning, you're the father of many nations, how do you think he would have responded? You know, he laughed even though he was with him for a while, right? Him and his wife actually laughed. But here, at the very beginning, I wonder how he would have reacted.
Amen.
But yet he walked with God for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And God said, you're the father of many nations.
Amen.
How long was it until God told him that? Do y'all know? Do y'all know? I didn't look that up. I should have looked it up.
Yeah, he was
99 when he had it, but what did I forget. Now I'm confusing myself. Did God tell him right at the beginning he'd be the father of many nations? How long was he with him until he told him you'd be the father of many nations? Do you remember? 9 or 10 years before God even told him, you'll be the father of many nations. So at the very beginning, he obviously knew, look, you ain't ready to hear this. So I need to get my word in you some more so that whenever I say this to you, you'll be able to grab onto it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So if I'm not in his word, constantly growing my faith, constantly learning the character of God, and then something pops up like God, like all of a sudden you just drive by a house and you just have this sense of God, like I want that house. A lot of people will fall down if the word ain't in them. Because they'll be like, oh, how can I afford that? I wonder what the light bill cost. I wonder what the water bill cost. I wonder what it costs to keep up the rocks. But those are questions. We laugh, but those are questions, though. How many times have we done that? Whenever we've seen something and been like, oh, well, how much is that going to cost? Like my first house I bought, I called the electric company. Hey, in August, what's the electric bill there? But if I stay there, my fault. But if I'm constantly getting the word on the inside of me, I'm understanding who God is. I'm understanding God's character now. Why would God ask us to do something and then just be like, I hope you get it. Hey, y'all come watch this. Let's see if he makes it.
Amen.
He took God at his word. He took God at his word, right? He laughed at first, but he took God at his word. He continued to feed on the word of God, on what God continually told him. That's why he constantly made progress. He constantly told him, look, go here, go there, do this, do that, right? Excuse me. But after he had his son, God told him to do what with him? Did he laugh, question, or anything? What'd he do? Load the donkeys. Let's head that way. Why? Because he knew God now. He knew God he knew God. And he absolutely knew, look, if I sacrifice him, that's fine. God will raise him from the dead. That's why he didn't question it. That's why he didn't debate it. That's why he didn't talk it over with somebody. Because if you think right when he had had the son, you think if God would have asked him, hey, sacrifice your son, God. Yeah. I've been trying to get this son for years. And now you just want me to sow this car that I have that's paid off to this family? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Right there at the against all odds, when it looked hopeless, I wrote down against all odds, obviously. Go back to verse 17, please. Do we have, pull it up in the easy read for me, please. All right, go back to verse 18. That's good. Say again. Do you go? Okay, pull it up. I didn't write down the translation I got that out of, sorry. But I got the word undermine out of verse 17. I forget what translation I was reading. Undermine, and then I looked up the word undermine, and it means to weaken or ruin by degrees. Amen. To weaken or ruin by degrees. By degrees, right? It also means to make someone or something weaker or less effective, usually in a secret or gradual way. Amen. Y'all, you really believe that God wants to heal you? Really? I mean, really? Really? You really think God wants to supply all your needs? They just want your money down there. You know, they just want your money down there. You know, I heard the pastor's a drug dealer anyways, you know. I mean, I heard he's going crazy. I mean, look what him and his wife drive. I guess you wasn't here at the beginning, was you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then verse 18, you got the TPT. I wrote down, regardless of what it looked like, felt like, or seemed like, he did a check through the Word of God and came out a dad.
Amen.
Amen. He did a check through the Word of God and came out a dad. Amen. Because he took God at his word. And he knew God would make good on what he said. That's why it's hard for people to believe what God says, because they're, amen, I almost said it. because their word's not any good. You know, yeah, I'll be there at 5, and then we show up at 7. We show up at 5:10. Well, I thought you said 5. Well, you know, it's close enough, is it? Because your word said 5. So that's why it's hard for people to believe God's word, because they think his word is like their word.
Amen.
Amen. That's another sermon. He took God at his word, and as a result, he became what?
The father of
many nations. Yes, ma'am. He became the father of many nations.
Amen.
God's declaration over him came to pass.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God's what?
Declaration.
I know we went over that Sunday. What's God's declaration over you?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I went through quite a few of them. Did I go through any of them?
Yes.
I went through some of them, I think. Not all of them, and I left that paper at my house. Sorry. Had to print off more notes. But we need to find out what God's declaration is over us, right?
Amen.
You know how you do that?
Read his word.
This is God's declaration over you.
Amen.
Over your family. Over your kids.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Man. Amen. Thank God. He wrote down what's going on and then seen what God's word said about it.
Amen.
Right? I wrote that too. I wrote down about Abraham. He wrote down what was going on in his body, or what was going on in his finances, or what was going on at his job. He wrote down what was going on, and then he seen what God's word said about it. And God's word says, you're the father of many nations. He said, all right, so everything that's facing me right now is contrary to everything that God says I am and I have. So which one am I going to believe? I have a path I can take right here. I think I'm going to go ahead and just go with God, because every time I have, I've came up on top.
Amen.
So why continually run this route, right?
Amen.
God's declaration over him came to pass. Amen. So what's God's declaration over you? Amen, right?
Amen.
Verse 20, please. He never stopped.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He never stopped.
Never stopped.
Well, you don't know how long I've been believing God for this. Amen. He never stopped. When you've done all to stand, then standing won't take that long.
Amen.
When you've done all to stand, then standing won't take that long. When you come to the place to where you say, it's God's word regardless of what faces me.
Amen.
Then whatever faces you, the doubt and unbelief that tries to creep in like it did before has no chance now. Because you've made up your mind and you declared it. This is it, and this is the last time I will ever back off of what I'm believing God for.
Amen.
He never stopped believing God's promise, for he was made what? To father a child. And because he was mighty in faith and what?
Convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises.
Abraham glorified God.
Amen.
Amen. He was convinced. I looked up the word convinced, and it means completely certain about something. You know that you know. You know that you know. And how many times have we, in the past, have we been believing God for something, and then as soon as we said amen, we're going forward, we're like, thank you, God, that belongs to me. Hallelujah, I got the scripture, I'm standing on the word of God. And then it seems like just all hell broke loose and everything says no, what I'm believing God for. Everything and their mama, that it just, everything says no. No, that's, you can't have it.
Amen.
You can't have it. A lot of times that's deterred a lot of people. Right? Amen. You know how you can tell when you're convinced? I'll tell you. You're able to give glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Unconvinced people are not sure what will happen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Abraham had praising God in advance faith.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, how can you praise God for that in advance? Because I know it belongs to me.
Amen.
Well, how do you know it belongs to you? Are you sure? Absolutely. But how, though? Like, really, how do you know? Because I got the word of God up.
Amen.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I've seen people try that before. Well, that's the problem. They tried it.
Amen.
Word of God never says anything about trying anything.
Amen.
Says keep the command of faith, speak the command of faith, and stand.
Yes.
Be unmovable. Amen. Abraham's faith was not shaken by the circumstances.
Yes.
Abraham's faith was not shaken by the circumstances. Amen. Abraham obviously had strong faith, because strong faith is always able to give praise to God in advance for whatever you're believing God for. Amen. So we should absolutely be excited whenever we say amen on something.
Amen.
Absolutely excited.
Amen.
Well, why? Because you know that you know that you know it already belongs to you.
Amen.
But I don't see it in my hands. Well, who said to go off of your senses? Last person that went off their senses was deceived, right? Joseph. Wasn't it Joseph? No. Who had the hairy son? Isaac. Isaac. Right? Because he thought it was Joseph.
Jacob.
Jacob. I don't know why I keep saying Joseph. He thought it was Jacob, right? That's why his mom had him put on the hairy coat, the skin that was all hairy. Ain't y'all ever read the Bible? Y'all looking at me crazy. I just have my name mixed up, sorry. Yeah, I've actually read it. But that, I know the hairy son, sorry, threw you off with the hairy son. Oh, man. Y'all need to leave me alone. Abraham was convinced. Amen. We got to be able to give glory to God. We got to be able to know that we know that we know whatever we just spoke to command of faith over, that it belongs to us, regardless of the situation we're facing. Regardless of the situation. I told y'all about, y'all remember Sunday, I told y'all about Rebecca, her daughter. And before her daughter even had the surgery, she prayed about it. And she said, you know what? God said that the insurance will take care of it. That we, you know, we'll just have to pay our deductible. That's fine. And so they went for it. Did it? Well, the insurance came back, or they got the bill. It was quite a lot. And so as soon as she got the bill, she just said, you know what? I ain't worried about it.
Amen.
A lot of people would have fell down and threw the paper.
Yes.
God, why? Why, God? You act like God sent that to you. Amen. But she said, you know what? No. I spoke to command of faith. I said, amen. This is what we're believing for. So she called the insurance company. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll pay for it. Just send it to us.
Amen.
But too many times, little bitty things will knock us down on our face and we want to whine and cry. Look, when you've done all the then standing will not take that long. I don't know why whenever we got saved, we just think that everything's going to happen automatically.
Amen.
That nobody else in the Bible would happen for us. So why do we think that it'll just happen automatically with us? Everybody else had to use faith. So why do we think we don't have to? Yeah, but whenever I first got saved, it was a lot easier to believe God for stuff. You want to know why? Because you were excited and you actually got into the Word because you were hungry. As soon as you got saved, you were in the Word. Now look at just look back. Are you in the Word like you was then? And then people can help you with your faith because you're still a baby in the Word of God, right? People think once we get saved, you should know everything. Says who? Did you know everything? You know, and spiritual things are just like natural things. Once we're born again, we start off as newborn babes.
Yes.
Newborn babes, right? So we got to be fed the Word of God, and we cultivate it, we learn it, we get it on the inside of us, we learn the character of God, we learn who God is, we learn what belongs to us, amen?
Yes, amen.
But you'll hear people say, well, it was a lot easier to believe God for stuff back then. Well, like I said, you were hungry and you got into the Word of God, and people can believe God with you. But like your kids, if you've had kids, you know, you expected a lot more out of your 15-year-old than you did your 3-year-old.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You expected your 15-year-old to know better and to do what he's supposed to do than you did the 3-year-old.
Yes.
Correct?
Amen.
See, the same thing spiritually.
Yes.
Same thing spiritually. See, once we get saved, we have to get into the Word of God, which will help us grow up. So that's why it was so easy when we were babes. Now God's expecting us to use our faith and to grow up in the Word of God, but we got lazy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to come over here. They look crazy over on that side. No, I'm joking. So we got to get into the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. All right. Well, it's 8 o'clock. Amen. So time went by fast. We'll try to finish this up another time then.
Amen.
Amen. So don't forget, against all odds, regardless of what it looked like, amen.
Amen.
Be convinced. See what God's declared over your life. Amen. According to the Word of God. And when you're convinced, you're able to give glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Unconvinced people are not sure what will happen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, did you get anything?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, that we will be doers of the word and not hearers only. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.